It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As you've been hearing, two close associates of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie were indicted today, and a third pleaded guilty to charges that they used a week-long traffic jam at the George Washington Bridge to punish the mayor of Fort Lee. The 15-month-long investigation resulted in 9 charges against Christie's deputy chief of staff, Bridget Ann Kelly, and the governor's top appointee at the Port Authority, Bill Baroni. David Weilstein, a high school classmate of the governor and former Port Authority official, pleaded guilty earlier in the day to 2 counts of conspiracy. It was part of a plea agreement that requires him to be a cooperating witness. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein was at the federal courthouse today in Newark, and she joins us now. Hi, Andrea.
Good afternoon, Richard.
So ever since the time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee email was made public in January of 2014, David Weilstein and Bridget Ann Kelly have been blamed for this scheme by Governor Christie. So their indictments are not all that surprising, but did we know the extent to which Bill Baroni was involved in Bridgegate?
No, and Bill Baroni, the former deputy executive director of the Port Authority, was in fact praised by Christie for his service at the Port Authority, even while Baroni was doing what the federal prosecutor calls conspiring to shut down a bridge and then intentionally and willfully misleading the public. Christie has been saying that Baroni was the person he appointed that he didn't really deal with David Weilstein. So what's interesting about this is it does bring it one step closer to Christie, even though I want to be clear, the federal prosecutor said he will not be making further charges, which means that these 3 individuals are the ones who are charged with the conspiracy.
Now, Andrea, the prosecutor alleges that the 3 planned the lane closures in August, just after the mayor of Fort Lee declined to endorse Christie, but then they waited until the first day of school to close the lanes. Why was that?
They wanted to inflict maximum punishment. That is what the indictment charges. Now, I should say that both Bill Baroni's attorney, who spoke earlier, and Bridget Ann Kelly, who was speaking right now, maintain that they are innocent and that David Weilstein is a liar.
Now, in pleading guilty, David Weilstein admitted that the lane closures were meant to be a form of political retaliation. So why is Governor Christie not named in the indictment?
Well, this is a confusing thing, and I asked the U.S. attorney this every way I could think of, maybe 6 different ways. And his answer was essentially that these are the people against whom I am quite certain we can prove beyond a reasonable doubt committed these crimes. And anybody that may be an unindicted co-conspirator, he said, is not charged with these crimes and is not likely to be charged with these crimes. So it's confusing, even though Christie was the alleged beneficiary of the bridge closure scheme, not Bridget Ann Kelly, Bill Baroni, or David Weilstein personally, the prosecutor says that they can still be charged and leaving the governor out of it.
So what was Governor Christie's response today?
Well, you know, I don't think that what was learned today, other than what we learned about Bill Baroni, has given cause for Christie to say much more than he did 2 days ago, which is, I know what I did and I'm not worried.
Now, he did release a written statement today, and it said, today's charges make clear that what I've said from day one is true. I had no knowledge or involvement in the planning or execution of this act.
Well, it's interesting because I asked the prosecutor how the act was planned, and he said he wouldn't answer that. He said it's like Downton Abbey. You have to stay tuned for the next episode. So I think we will learn more about whether anybody else in the governor's office was involved. Weilstein's attorney today maintained that evidence exists that the governor was told about the lane closures while they happened. So it may be that we have to wait for pretrial documents or even a trial to find out the full narrative of what happened, which even after everything today, we still don't understand.
Okay, WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reporting from New Jersey on the Bridgegate indictments today. Andrea, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
So since the Bridgegate scandal came to light in 2013, there's one question that's continued to come up. What could prosecutors charge someone with for shutting down a bridge or moving traffic cones around to change the lane configurations? Well, now we know. To help us understand today's indictment is Columbia University law professor Jennifer Rogers. She's executive director of the Advancement of Public Integrity and a former federal prosecutor. Jennifer, good morning. Thanks for good afternoon, rather. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So the indictment accuses Bill Baroni and Bridget Ann Kelly of violating Section 666 of Title 18 of U.S. Code, which seems to involve the theft of federal funds. What is this statute, and how do prosecutors typically use it?
Well, it's really a federal program fraud statute. Usually it's used, as you say, when funds are stolen or diverted in some fashion. And it doesn't have to be a federal program, but a state or local program as long as it receives a certain amount of federal funding.
So what we're talking funds. Here we're talking traffic lanes.
That's right. So the Port Authority, while a state agency, receives much more than $10,000 a year in federal funding. So it would constitute an agency that works under the statute. If funds were stolen from the Port Authority, then you could charge someone under 666 for doing that.
So the defense can, of course, challenge the use of this obscure statute and say it doesn't apply. How hard is it going to be for the prosecution to get this to trial?
Well, you know, first I'll say, as a former federal prosecutor, I know that the folks in Paul Fishman's great office have worked on this problem for months and months and months now, and I've only looked at it for a little bit. But there is one phrase in 666, which is not only does fraud work or embezzlement, but intentionally misapplying such funds. And so that's the prong that they're working with, saying that by using Port Authority resources to enact this plan, that the defendants have intentionally misapplied these funds in their scheme. So when they made Port Authority folks move the cones and, you know, spend overtime in the toll booth and put together a sort of traffic study to cover up the fact of what they were actually doing, those are Port Authority resources that the prosecutors are alleging were intentionally misapplied under the statute.
Governor Christie has insisted that he had no involvement in the lane closures. He reiterated that today. What does it mean that we're not seeing charges against him or others like David Sampson?
Well, I think it means that they don't have the proof right now. Clearly, with all the time that the office has taken to charge these defendants that were charged today, if they had the goods on Christie and Sampson, they would have been charged as well. But, you know, it's not always the case that someone who's going to cooperate does so before charges. And while Bridget Kelly has, up to now, decided not to be a cooperating witness for the government, it's always possible that she or Mr. Baroni would change their mind and flip. And if that's the case, then more information would go to Mr. Fishman's office, and they might be able to bring charges down the road.
So if you're a prosecutor, are you trying to flip Baroni or Kelly?
Yes, I think you are. I mean, you always want to get up to the top of the chain, and if the governor, in fact, was the one who ordered these lane closures, then he's the one that ultimately you want to be able to charge.
Okay, Jennifer Rogers, a law professor at Columbia University and executive director of the Advancement of Public Integrity and a former federal prosecutor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.